matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, everybody. I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. And today I want to respond to a thing I saw on social media that has sort of persisted in that way that things get stuck in your head, like an earworm or that song at the grocery store. It's bothered me since I saw it, and now I'm going to talk about it. And it's this, and no fault or shade or shame to the person who brought it up, because, well, we'll talk about why, but this is not me attacking that person. They brought up a thing, but it's worth examining in totality, in its whole, and it's this. They were talking about their writing. They were feeling frustrated. They said they were thinking about changing what they were writing, moving from, I think it was young adult to middle grade, or maybe it was middle grade to young adult. I don't know. But they were thinking about moving it from one kind of story to another mode of story, because that second mode of story is currently selling better. And I wanted to scream. I wanted to just throw something across the room. Not at them. It's not, you know, they're not being stupid. They're not wrong in that sense of like, what the hell are you doing? You're ruining everything. It's not that. I want to scream because there were people there in that response, in that conversation, who were like, yeah, go for it. Do it. And never, no, just no. The one thing you're always going to have, no matter what you write, when you write, how often you write, how much you write, the one thing you're always going to have is your artistic sense of who you are and why you're making art. Whether you want to call that artistic integrity, whether you want to call that developmental purpose, whether you want to call that your soul, whether you want to call that, I don't fucking know, Frank or something. That's the one thing you have that no one can take away unless you give it away. And if you're so focused on that success, on the presumed success, let's just assume everything goes your way. If you are chasing that success and you want it so badly that you are willing to trade away your own sense of story, you are basically saying, let's just have somebody else tell me what's popular and I will make it. Even if I don't feel it, even if I don't like it, even if I think it sucks, even if it's just whatever, I will dance to whatever tune is being played, and then I will just make whatever's popular and I will succeed. That's what they're saying. That's the point. That's what they're talking about. If you ever fucking start a train of thought of, you know, well, what's selling well? Who gives a shit what's selling well? If you ever start a train of thought that way, you are, in exchange for following that thread of logic, you are trading away the one thing that you have that you will always have, and that's your ability to create what you want to create for the reasons you want to create it. Not because the market says it's selling well. Who gives a rat's ass? And I know. I hear the other side. The other side says, but it's really important, and that's why I'm doing this, and I want to have sales, and I want to be successful. Okay, I hear you. I do. I understand. I would love more money. I'm broke as fuck. I get it. But to answer this, to take this apart, we have to figure out what exactly it is that sells and how that thing sells. How did the popular thing become popular? Is that somebody wrote something, somebody made a thing, and it was so well received that multiple people enjoyed it, it became the popular thing. Whether we're talking about some bullshit white lady thing with fairies, princesses, horses, dragons, spirits, light, dark, shadow, colors, birds, I don't fucking know. Whatever that thing is, enough people liked it for what it was and then made it the new popular thing. You can't make a new popular thing if you're changing it to chase the other popular thing. So this idea of I want to do what sells is misunderstanding why you're making the art in the first place. You have to make your art, whatever it is, in the best shape it is, how you want it. Whatever, I don't know what it is. It's your art. But if you make it the best you can and you market it well and you're honest about it and you're true to yourself about it, with enough luck, yeah, it does take some breaks going your way, but with enough luck and with enough effort, your thing as you wanted it to be, as you wanted to be, as you intended it to be, can be the popular thing. It can be the thing that sells well. It's not something out of your control that way. It's not like we're forever questing to get, you know, the one in a bajillion lottery ticket. And I know the system, the big picture, wants you to think that way because they want you to keep trying, because they want to keep rejecting you, because they want to make it sound harder, because they want to take a harder thing and make it worse, and because they want to turn your thinking away from, I'm going to make my art the best it can be, and turn your thinking towards, here's what sells, here's a product, here's commodification, here's capitalism. That's what they're trying to do. And when you jump on board with this whole idea of, what's selling well, I should do that, you are agreeing with them. I don't know how you scrub the taste of boots out of your mouth once you start licking. I don't know how you reverse course down that path. This isn't like a thing where we can yeet the emperor down a space hole and suddenly have a huge arc of redemption. Your art is your art. You will make it until the day you choose not to and or the day you die, which may be the same day. You have absolute control and tremendous power in this because you need to write a book for those assholes to publish it if you're going traditional. And you have the ability to write a book and give it to people who can benefit from it and prosper and be inspired from it no matter what or how you're selling. They need your book. Your book is the fundamental fuel to make the whole rest of the engine go. But if you are constantly and only looking at this in terms of make product, sell product, make product, sell product, go make cookies, go buy a silk press and make t-shirts, go, you know, just sell, I don't know, bottle caps. Because that's the same level of mass appeal, generic, voiceless, identityless, bland, beige blocks that you're suggesting art should be. I find this line of questioning and this whole train of thought about, I got to do what sells. I find it to be incredibly irritating because you have to give up so much of yourself and give up so much of your interest and intensity, I guess would be the word I want to use, about making whatever you want to make and doing it to the best of your ability. Because you're immediately prioritizing the market, which isn't a real thing. It doesn't exist. Where is the market for books? Is it a building? Is it an address? Is it in a city? Is it a boardroom? Is it where is it? It's not a real thing. The concept and notion of popularity is driven by sales, by material, by business. But that is separate, and there's a gap between that and the art you make. And the only way to cross that gap is not to give business what business says it wants, because business doesn't know what it wants, because business only wants what's successful. So if business only wants what's successful, no matter what it looks like, then you have an opportunity to make your art successful by making your art the best it can be and then marketing it in the best way you can so that it can be successful, so that business goes, oh, look, a successful thing. I'll take it and run with it. You don't have to make your thing or give up your vision because sales. You shouldn't. You should push back against this. You should push back against this with the fury of 1,000 burning suns, because it's art, because it's going to change somebody's life, because it's going to improve your life. It's going to do a whole thing that'll make a substantial difference. Do not start making art just so that it sells. Make art that speaks to you and then learn how to sell it or market it or provide it or produce it. Give that some thought. I'll talk to you tomorrow.